Belko ready on the mound. And a late swing on the breaking ball, and it's now one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Back into the box is Tanner Klopach. Kurt Marthaler takes his lead over at first. And the fastball, wow, just missing outside. And the count, two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Welker's pitch and fouled at the plate. I think that got the home plate umpire.
That stung.
Lost his clicker. That pitch was up by Klopach's eyes. Way up in the strike zone, but, you know, Klopach knows that the home plate umpire's been calling him up there, so you got to protect that plate with that pitch. 2-2 the count. Marthaler just a couple steps off of first. Wirtz holds him there. Sabalco comes home and high for a ball. And 3-2.
But Marthaler should be taking off here.
You bet. 3-2. Marthaler goes and Klopach singles to left field. That's a base hit. A two-out single for Tanner Klopach, and the runners at first and second. Even with Marthaler going there, Don, the left fielder able to get to the baseball so quick. And we're going to get a pinch hitter for Kurt Marthaler. I think he's running with either a tweaked hamstring or something as Kurt's going to come out of the game. I saw him kind of gimp in the second base.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. Zachary Pascola is going to pinch run.
Or if he re-aggravated something, don't know, but he's out of the game right now, and Pierscala running at second. Here's Jordan Klopach at the plate, and the breaking ball from Sabalco, strike called, 0-1. Meyer Grove has struck for a run here in the fourth inning. It cut Lake Henry's lead in half. It's now 2-1. Sabalco's fastball a little bit low, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Sabalco kicks, delivers the pitch high. Kind of slipped out of his hands, and the count, two balls and a strike. You do not see your friend Shelley Moore here tonight.
I don't think she made it tonight.
Popped up behind home plate. Shane Campson does not know where it is. Here comes Aaron Sabalco, and Sabalco can't get to it in time. Shane Campson saying to his infielders and pitcher, guys, I could not find it right away, and I don't blame him.
Wow.
But that landed maybe 15 feet behind home plate, 15, 20 feet. That was it.
Yeah, about halfway to the backstop here. I think Aaron thought he got it right away. If Aaron would have
right.
Got full blast, I think Aaron could have got to it.
I agree.
Was
yeah.
High enough.
Two balls, two strikes. Jordan Klopach, bats with runners at first and second. Sabalco ready, breaking ball, grounded to third. Grant Ludwig down on it. He'll step on the bag and out at third. The force out, five unassisted, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove. They come up with one run on three hits. No errors, two left on. Three and a half. It's Lake Henry 2, Meyer Grove 1, baseball. More to come in a minute here on KAFN.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa. It's the favorite every year, the annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. Feast on juicy grilled pork chops and baked pork chops along with sweet corn and all the fixings. And don't forget about homemade breads and the full salad bar. Don't miss it. The annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub, Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. You won't want to miss this one.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back in farming at Schlaefer Brothers Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, Ryan Wirtz will lead it off for the Lakers. They hold a 2-1 lead at Jordan Welly, the draftee from Spring Hill, on the mound for Meyer Grove. And Jordan Welly kicks and delivers. Wirtz takes high for a ball, 1-0. To be Ryan Wirtz, Adam Miller, Weston Brinkman, the 7-8-9 hitters. Inside to Wirtz, and the count, 2-0. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Lake Henry. One run, six hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. There's a strike call to Ryan Wirtz, and the count, 2-1. Jordan Welly's pitch, high for a ball, and 3-1 now. Three balls and a strike. Kick the pitch. Strike two called. The count's both 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Well, he delivers, and Wirtz pops this one up in foul territory. Over by first, Drake Meyer, a little basket catch. Makes it for the out. One down on the catch by Drake Meyer.
Well, he's about the only one of those three that's seen that ball, because I don't think the catcher's seen it. He was kind of put.
I agree. Yeah, he did not know either.
Drake's seen it. I don't know if Welly's seen it either off the mound.
I think Jordan was running over there just because Drake was running over there. Here's Adam Miller at the plate. Pitch to Adam, a ball, 1-0. Well, he delivers, and Miller follows this one back and out of play.
It's definitely different playing under the lights, Randy, because how years ago when we played, we never had games that we played under the lights.
Usually it was an all-star game that you could
do that. All-star game or maybe a playoff game that we had. Used to do that 2 out of 3, or, you know. It was a third game. You played it at a neutral site during the week. It was always a lit field.
Miller takes a ball outside. Two balls, one strike to count, and Adam will follow it to the screen and the count 2-2. 12, two strikes, one out, nobody on for Lake Henry. Here in the fourth inning. Jordan Welly kicks and delivers, and Miller pops it up in the infield. In foul territory. Klopak to make the catch for the out. Jordan makes the catch. A lot of pop-ups. There has been here in this ball game. I bring Weston Brinkman to the plate. Weston had a base hit in his last at-bat. And the one-hop shot to Welly at second. He'll throw to Drake Meyer at first, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4, Lake Henry 2, and Meyer drove 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KAFM.
For all your concrete, see the folks at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Their concrete plants are located in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Concrete for farm, home, and business, you can depend on them to get the job done. From concrete bunks, a concrete home, and everything in between, no job is too big or small. They can do the job for you. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. For all your concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Wishing all the best to all area teams.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Okay, Don Heinen, yours truly, have turned in our official Guess the Fan count to our secretary. Mary will watch it closely. Don last night was able to outguess me. Last night, 423 fans at Farming.
Today, we were both off a lot, but you got me.
731.
31
today at Munich. Two and out of the count to leadoff hitter Colton Meyer in the fifth inning as Pavelko gets Meyer to swing and miss. Strike one, two balls, one strike. Colton so far tonight, 0 for 2. Against Aaron Sabalco. The pitch a little bit outside, and the count now 3-1. 3-1 the count. Sabalco kicks and delivers. There's ball four, and I think that would have been a strike earlier in the game.
I think it would have been. Aaron's going. I wonder where the strike zone is.
So, Colton Meyer leads it off with a walk here in the fifth inning. And bring Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew has walked twice so far tonight. He'll take a pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Sabalco walked one in the first, one in the third, one here in the fifth. Pitch to Welly. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike.
Oh, you see a guy over there holding a pretty little baby over on the by the bleacher section over there. Young fan.
1-1. Here's a breaking ball that Andrew Welly swings over the top of. And the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Falco's pitch a little bit low for a ball in 2-2. 2-2 the count. Colton Meyer, the base runner. Nobody out for Meyer Grove here in the fifth. Lake Henry leads 2-1 if you're just joining us. Curveball missing a little high. The count full now 3-2 to Andrew Welly. The Grovers have had base runners tonight against Aaron Sabalco. And the pitch low, ball four, and he's going to walk him.
Not even attempted a sacrifice.
Draw visit by Keith Leeser up to the mound, and there was somebody warming up already for Lake Henry, and there's going to be a pitching change after the second walk here in the fifth inning. And got some time. Let's mention our Region 15C sponsors for tonight's ball game. Fine folks over at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, the Greenwald Pub. Now Rosa Green and Feet, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill with State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kutzer Excavating of Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling over in El Rosa, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Scooters Trucking, there's Autobody and Glass in Farming. New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Perky's Bar in Richmond, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, BMS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance bringing us baseball along with North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Hecker Feed Service in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op, and QPC Store in Lake Henry Implement, along with the Freeport State Bank, our Region 15C sponsors. Stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We'll name your Albany A&W, player of the game, that player from Albany and are well received from Albany A&W, or Richmond A&W, that player of the game receives a $10 gift certificate that they can use at their discretion, that $10 gift certificate over at Richmond or Albany. You'll also receive a hat, compliments of the KASM Farm Department and Joe Gill. Brad Mergen, Don, is on in relief of Aaron Sabalco.
Brad Mergen will come in to draft you from farming, take over here in the top of the fifth with nobody out. Matt Quaid will move from left field to shortstop, and Aaron Sabalco will take over duties in left field. Sam Humphrey will exit the game. He was being DH'd for, so Brad Mergen will go into that spot.
And again, here in region state tournaments, draftees do not hit anymore.
No, they don't.
Well, Brad Mergen was one of the better hitters for the Farming Flames this year. So pitching change, Brad Mergen now on the mound. And the Grovers have nobody out with runners at first and second. Brad Mergen, left-hander, just like Aaron Sabalco. Here in the fifth inning. And coming to the plate, it'll be Drake Meyer. Drake so far tonight, 0-for-2. And pitch that's ruled a strike. 1-0. Drake kind of just waved at that pitch.
Wow. That one was moving.
That had some gas on it. That's like 249 gas.
That wasn't the cheap stuff.
Not the cheap stuff. No. Mergen delivers again and strike right by the belt. And Drake Meyer's going, I haven't seen anything like this so far today yet. And Mergen has got some pop on that fastball. 0-2 to count to Drake. Mergen's pitch and fouled to the net. And 0-2 yet.
It's a sense of swing by Drake.
Two to one, Lake Henry leading in the top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second. Both those runners walked. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss, and Campson can't hang on to it. It must have just been foul tipped by Drake Meyer. Oh, two the count. And even for Shane Campson, Don, he's not caught Brad Mergen a lot. I mean, this has got to be different for a catcher, too.
With that type of speed, that ball moves.
Yes, it does. One ball, two strikes. One, two to count. Mergen ready on the mound. He'll come home, and a foul tip into the midst of Campson that time, and one out. So Drake Meyer retired on strikes, and here comes Alex Welly to the plate. Alex Welly so far tonight. He's got a 2-for-2 night going, double in his last at-bat. I think you're Josh Campson, too, Don, out in right field. You've got to have heads up here because
absolutely.
I think anything off a right-handed stick probably is going to come that way.
Looks like Franklin's actually pulling him
a little
bit, isn't he?
Not playing him to right at all. Alex Welly's double went to right center field in his last at bat. The first pitch of ball from Brad Mergen. And then again, the inside to Alex Welly and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Mergen has the sign from Campson. Kick the pitch right there for a strike and 2-1. Balls, one strike.
Good crowd here again tonight.
Yes, I would say close to 295 as it's fouled back and out of play. Oh, there's another job for Lou's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming as it goes out of a vehicle. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. Runners there leads from first and second. Mergen pitches. Ground ball just falling down the first baseline. Ryan Wirtz is looking at that, too, as he was moving the other way.
Yes, he was. Coming off the bag, so your momentum is going towards second, and he almost put that right over the bag.
Now, if I'm Josh Campson, Don, I'm seeing that, too. Even Weston
Franks. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Can't believe Weston's pulling you.
2-2 the count, one out. Mergen just glances back to second and comes home. And a swing and a miss. Welly goes down on strike. Two outs. And here's Jaron Klopach. Left-handed hitting Klopach.
Shane, he's trying to move him a little bit. Bring him in.
Weston Brinkman is coming in. Brad Mergen, lefty against lefty, and Klopach takes high for a ball. 1-0. Just saw Jaron's beat. I was watching his beat that bad. It was just like a little happy beat there. It's like, I'm not quite sure where that's going. Comes out of the hand. So, oh, what a great stop by Shane Campson on a one-hopper by Mergen to the plate. We talked about Campson's defensive abilities earlier, Don, and that was a great play.
Wow.
I kept the runners at first and second.
You know, you put your body in front of it like he did there. You know, it skips in the dirt. It could, you know, you don't get your body completely in front of it. It's going to carry him off one way or the other.
2-0 the count. Mergen's pitch high for a ball and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Brad Mergen works from the stretch. Delivers outside, ball four. Shane Campson lifts his mask a little bit, and he's going, hey, that was right across the plate. Okay, the base is loaded. Mergen walks Jaron Klopach, and here's Anthony Welly to the plate, another left-handed hitter. 2-1, Lake Henry leading. The pitch, a strike call to Anthony Welly in 0-1. Welly is 0-1 tonight, had a sacrifice bunt back in the second inning. Bases loaded with Grovers here in the fifth. Outside from Brad Mergen in the count, 1-1. Ball, one strike. Mergen ready. They kick the pitch. And Welly breaks the bat. Mergen has to field it off the mound. He'll step and throw to first. And that will do it as they get the 1-3 put out of Anthony Welly. And Lake Henry gets out of a jam here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 3 left on. 4.5. Lake Henry 2, Meyer Grove 1. More baseball coming up in a minute.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
It's harvest time, and farmers are working long hours to bring their products to market to people around the world who rely on them. In fact, did you know that these days one American farmer supplies food for 144 people worldwide? Grinnell Mutual was built with farmers in mind, and we salute them every day. Say thanks to a farmer you know. We are proud to provide insurance protection to many of our area farmers. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local insurance provider, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And, Scott, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to do a station ID, but let's do it.
And now, from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Shane Campson will lead it off for Lake Henry with a single to right field. Campson was batting with a count of 1-1. And for Shane tonight, that's his first hit, and the Lakers four.
I just, I'm still a little bit amazed with Welly on the mound here that they are not pulling some of these left-handed hitters as much as they are. Jordan Welly on the mound here isn't overpowering. And then you got Shane Campson. Look at the hole between first and second. He's a left-handed hitter. That's where he put it.
Mm-hmm.
Right where there was, I think he could drive three semis through there. Big time.
Steve Dingman in the house, so great if you want to know where Steve is. He is here at the ball game tonight. No. Oh, yeah. Steve Dingman grew up just a couple hundred yards. No, he never grew up. That's right.
Yeah.
A couple hundred yards to the east of the ballpark here. As Matt Quaid at the plate with a count of 1-0, swings and misses strike one, count 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2-1 Lake Henry here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shane Campson over at first. Jordan Welly's pitch, big breaking ball that crosses the plate on Quaid, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Campson takes his lead. Curve ball. Oh,
that looked like a fork ball, Randy. That was a different pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think? That's the first time I've seen where the seams didn't hardly move a bit when it crossed the plate.
Two balls, two strikes to Quaid. Well, he's pitching. Quaid will foul this one back.
I think that was close.
Hit the netting. And Campson was off on the pitch, actually.
Yes, he was.
He had the hit and run on a 2-2 count.
So I don't know what he put in his repertoire there, because it doesn't look like it's a curveball.
Balls, two strikes, nobody out. Wade, the number two hitter, on deck, Josh Campson. 2-1 Lake Henry, bottom of the fifth. Going on the play, Campson, and Quaid again, following it back and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jordan Welly looking down to his catcher, Alex Welly. Jordan from the stretch delivers, and Quaid takes high a ball. Campson goes on the play. The throw safe underneath the tag of second baseman Tanner Klopak.
Wow. That was close.
I mean, had that ball not bounced on and just been in the air, he'd have been out by a farming mile.
There he comes again, yes. Now, where did that start?
Last night,
so it's still continuing.
Right.
Yeah, you think so? I think it gets there if it bounces, doesn't it, quicker?
With the wet grass?
Maybe.
I think Campson in scoring position now, 3-2 the count to Quaid, and high ball four. And so Matt gives the Lakers runners at first and second, and you bring up this part of the lineup that really swing the bat hard. Josh and Jason Campson up next.
Alex Welly, that was a beautiful throw to second base. It was bang, bang.
Doug Meyer pops out of the dugout, going to go have a word with his pitcher, Jordan Welly. You know, this sacrifice situation, but, I mean, Josh Kampson, a good contact hitter. We'll see what Keith Leiser puts on here. Tommy Ludwig calling the signs over at third base. Maybe Randy Schoenberg knows. What does Welly, does he throw a forkball? Or what does he throw? Donnie thought he saw a forkball. A little bit of everything. Okay. See? Okay. Well,
my eyes aren't that bad yet.
Well, he felt sorry for you because he lost earlier today.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me a high five and not you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not by a little bit. That's right. And you're talking 100 votes. That's dang near a presidential election there, just about. Oh, on the count to Josh Kampson. He bats with runners at first and second. Jordan Welly kicks in, delivers the big breaking ball, missing a little bit high, and a count 1-1. One ball, one strike. I'm expecting that to be called because, you know, there were a few pitches like that called earlier in the game. 1-1 the count. Here's Jordan Welly's pitch, and Kampson swings the ground ball to third, to second for one, the relay to first, not in time. It gets by the first baseman, and Campson's going to score. It's now 3-1 Lick Henry.
Good hustle by Shane Campson.
There'll have to be an error on the play that allows the runner to score. A throwing error on the second baseman. Campson hangs on over at first, but that throwing error allowed Campson to score from third. So Josh Campson safe at first on the fielder's choice.
Good hustle by Shane Campson. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
And the throw to first, Campson just back.
He's an all four getting back there. This, I think he was going on that one.
Right? Yeah, that's a couple times tonight. I don't know if Josh is totally concentrating on the pitcher or not, but now it seems like he's a little more zoned in as Jason Campson takes high for a ball, 1-0. 3-1. Lake Henry has got the run back. But they lost in the fourth inning. 3-1 now, Lakers. During while he's pitching, Jason Campson, the hit and run was on, and he fouls it to the backstop. And the count, 1-1, one strike. One the count. How old is Josh Campson done?
35.
Still runs pretty darn good.
Oh, runs good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll beat you in a foot race.
Like twice.
You could put me halfway to first base and you at home plate, and he'll still beat both of us.
That's right. Here's the breaking ball to Jason Campson. You know, that would be rather comedic. I think you could have a night like that. And, of course, you need paramedics there for pulled hamstrings and torn ACLs.
Most of that's gone on you.
Some adult races. Yeah, so I couldn't really blow it anymore.
You're safe.
Yeah. Pitches outside and the count 3-1 to Jason. Three balls, one strike. One out, one on. One run in for Lake Henry here in the fifth. Turn well, he's pitched. High ball four, and Jason Campson will walk. So Jason had a sacrifice fly back in the first, reached on the fielder's choice in the third, now walks here in the fifth. It'll bring Aaron Sabalka to the plate.
I
and Aaron
did,
0 for 2, and Doug Meyer back out to the mound. That's the second visit here in the inning, and the Grovers will do a pitching change here. So with the timeout from Schlaper Brothers Field, we'll take a one-minute timeout on KASM.
Want more protection for your diesel equipment? Upgrade to Maxtron Enviro Edge, full synthetic diesel engine oil from Senex. It's so advanced, it delivers up to 44% better wear protection. In fact, it's proven to extend engine life, oil drains, and mileage. And those are three bottom line benefits no fleet should pass up in today's economy.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. Make a change for the better. Try Cenex Max Ground and Viro Edge in your fleet. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Marketing.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Pitching change for Meyer Grove here in the fifth inning. And Don Meyer will be coming in. He'll come in from right field and take over the mound duties. Drake Meyer will move first base to right field. And Kyle Marthaler will come in to play first base. He'll go into Jordan Welly's spot in the lineup. And I believe that's it for defensive changes, correct?
That is correct. Aaron Sabelko will bat now for the Lakers with runners at first and second and one out.
Kind of a humid night here. You look at the sky. It does look like it's pretty moist, doesn't it?
The grass. Obviously, with the rain at 5 o'clock, it probably never totally got dry.
I don't think so. They haven't really been tossing a lot of baseballs, though. No. They have a couple guys on the side here that are rubbing them down.
Here's a shot by Sabalco into right field, a base hit. They're going to send Josh Campson. Here's the throw coming to the plate. Safe is Campson. On the third goes Jason Campson and 4-1 Lakers. RBI single for Aaron Sabalco. First pitch hitting off of Colton Meyer.
Tell you what, these runs are getting bigger and bigger for Lake Henry because of with Brad Mergen on the mound. Now, you don't want to give up too many more runs in this game.
That is correct. So Jason Campson on to third and up to the plate. Grant Ludwig. And I know Welly is looking down to the dugout, too, and they're going to go get somebody else loose. In the Meyer Grove dugout.
I think Ryan Klopach is going to go down there and loosen up. Ben Klopach. I think Ryan is warming up. The number four.
Kierskala will go down and spot.
Okay. That's good.
Bouncing up to the plate, and Welly knocks it down, and alertly taking second base is Aaron Sabalco. So Sabalco on at second, Jason Campson on at third, Grant Ludwig at the plate, 1-0 the count, Colton Meyer delivers, and a pop-up down the right field line. This one into the fan section down the right field line, and the count at 1-1 to Grant Ludwig. One ball, one strike. Ludwig at the plate and fouls this one back to the backstop in 1-2. You get a special treat, some chips. From the chip lady. One ball, two strikes. Ludwig. Sticks the bat out and knocks it off of Colton Meyer's foot. Jason Campson's going to score the throw to first, not in time. And Ludwig is safe at first on an infield single. So the Lakers add another run as Jason Campson scores three in the inning. It's now 5-1. Three hits. Here in the inning. And 5-1, Ryan Wirtz to the plate. Colton Meyer
has come on in relief, and two consecutive hits off of Colton. That ball, a pitcher's nightmare, Don. It doesn't get out of the infield. A little dribbler that goes off your foot as you try to knock it down. Wirtz at the plate, and Ryan skies it to right field, shallow right field. Drake Meyer coming in, tagging at third, and faking coming home on a nice throw by Drake Meyer out in right field, and Aaron Sabalco is going to retreat back to third.
Wow. Sabalco was 30-some feet down the line. I thought he was coming.
So Wirtz couldn't get it out there quite far enough. Two outs. And here comes Adam Miller to the plate. Adam 0 for 2 tonight. On the mound, Colton Myers pitch. Miller chopper in the infield. Fielded over at second by Tanner Klopach. He'll throw to first, 4-3 in the putout, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the fifth. They score three times, three runs on three hits. There were no errors, and two left on base. We play five, Lake Henry five, and Meyer Grove one. Region 15 seed baseball action on KESN. We're back in a minute.